Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning. The show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of your 1 hour inspirational program. I am your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We've got an interesting show planned for you tonight, and I certainly hope and trust that you all are reaching out to your friends and letting them know that we're on the air live tonight. Tonight's topic is Christ really the reason for the season? Is Christ really the reason for the season? This is going to be a very deep one tonight, so you still have time to call your friends. My co-hosts, various co-hosts, you still have time to log in to tonight's broadcast. And please let somebody know that you're on the line, that we're here live, because you really want them to be able to check out this show tonight. So we can get started. Let me go ahead and bring in some of our co-hosts that will be joining us this evening. Those of you all who will want to participate tonight, we're going to ask you to press 1 on your dial. Let's go ahead and bring in, all the way from the Peachy State, let's bring in right now Miss J. Miss J, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Hello, and happy Christmas Eve to everyone. And I'm glad to be back on the show where our Dr. Walk is not just telling stories, but we're changing lives.
We certainly do appreciate that, Miss J. And we're going to go ahead at this time and bring in Pastor Rowe, the new addition to our team. Pastor Rowe, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you with us this evening, sir. Pastor Rowe? Or perhaps he's on mute. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead. Those of you all who are joining us, tonight's topic is Christ really the reason for the season? Tonight the topic is Christ really the reason for the season? Let's go ahead and invite the presence of the Lord into our program. And Father, we thank you for all of your blessings. We invite you into this program tonight. Help us to leave with more than what we brought to the program, with an understanding better that we may draw closer to you. For you said that if we draw, we talk to men, tell people about you, you would draw them unto you. So help us to do that in a very nurturing way. In Christ's name I pray and thank you. Amen. We're waiting for some more of our co-hosts that will be joining us momentarily. If you know that you want to speak to our issue tonight, press 1. Ms. J, let me just start with you and ask you the question. Is Christ really, in your opinion, is Christ really the reason for the season?
Okay. Yes, he is. Let me elaborate just a little bit further there. You know, I thought back on that subject, and God was the creator of the sun, of the seasons with the sun rotating around the earth, which gave us day and night and the different seasons, you know, fall, winter, spring, and all that. And when Mary was conceived with child, he was born during this season, which is the winter season, somewhere about September, October, November, December, we're not really sure. And his birth made the reason for this particular season of the year, because he was born, you know, to save all of us from our sins, and you know, and he's the Son of God. So for this season, he is the reason for this season, time of the year. But we give thanks to him and for his birth, thanks to him. giving thanks, John.
All right. We're so happy that you're joining us this evening. Hi, Ms. J. We're going to bring in Pastor Roll and give you an opportunity to read the disclaimer just momentarily. Pastor Roll, can you hear us now? Pastor Roll.
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. I'm sorry. I had it muted when you had called me earlier. But in response to your question that was asked, not only, I'm going to use the word, not only is he in the reason for the season, but he's the reason for every season. You know, when you reduce that fraction to the lowest term, you know, he mm-hmm. is the reason for every season, not just this one season, but for all seasons. So that's how I would respond to your question. Thanks for asking me my thoughts on that, Dr. Walker.
Okay, certainly. And Mr. J, if you'll go ahead and give us that disclaimer.
Okay. Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. and the Dr. Jesse Walker Show wish to make this disclaimer. The opinions that are expressed on tonight's show or any of Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. shows or affiliate shows are merely the opinions of the host, Dr. Jesse Walker, his various co-hosts, featured guests, listeners, and callers. We do not endorse any specific or otherwise opinion and indicate that your participation or leadership is not an endorsement for legal, psychological, financial, mental, professional, or otherwise advice and should not be taken as such. The opinions expressed are for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Thank you. Merry Christmas, and please enjoy the programming tonight.
All right. Thank you so much for that. So let me begin also, again, if you want to chime in to any of these, press 1 on your dial, and we will certainly we'll call out your first 6 numbers, and then we'll get your thoughts on it, of course, and it's basically everybody's opinion. Pastor Roll, I want to open up and ask you also this question here, you know, as we're talking about the reason for the season. And so what comes to my mind is, you know, there's a series of questions that can be asked. If, for example, one of them, if Christ is the reason, you know, for the season, then why is there so much turmoil in the world? Why?
Well, you know, the way that I would respond to that, you know, Scripture tells us, you know, in the latter days, perilous times will come and men will be lover of themselves other than others. And I think it's so much turmoil in the world. And we have discussed this in previous, radio shows, is that people have become self-centered instead of others-centered, you know. So when we begin to think more about others instead of just self being self-centered, I think you'll see a calmness in the waters instead of turbulent waters. And that's my response to that, is because people become, what's in it for me, and not, you know, what I can do to be a blessing to others. And that's what you're trying to do, and that's the reason I'm a part of your movement, because you care about the less fortunate of the world. And we're going to make a difference. We're going to be a catalyst for change, and we're going to impact the world for Christ, and that's your vision. That's my response
right.
to your, to that question, Dr. Walker.
Right. So Ms. Jay, would you say that Christians are any different from anybody else, any different from any other denomination? Would you say that they are?
Are they any different? Well,
yeah,
all of them
in terms
believe.
Of, yeah,
in
because
terms
they
of
believe
what?
Things, maybe Muslims believe a certain way. You know, people who are not necessarily fall upon the doctrine or the religion of Christian. But do you think that are people any different?
I'm not familiar with a whole lot of other denominations, but I do believe that they all have a belief in something or someone. The Christian believe in Jesus Christ. The others, I'm not sure the different what they believe in. But I think we all pretty much similar in whatever we believe in. It might not be the same, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. Is it,
they have
is
a true belief in something.
Do you think it's necessary or important to have a belief?
Let's see how I could phrase that. I guess by
all
me
right,
being a Christian,
just,
I think by me being a Christian, I think it's important for me to have a belief in something higher than myself. And I would think for others it would be the same.
Okay, all right. We're going to ask you to stand by. If you're just joining us tonight, tonight's topic is Christ really the reason for the season? And we're waiting for some more of our co-hosts to join us this evening. And they'll come on in and share opinions. And, of course, any of you all who want to also chime in, what makes Christ the reason for the season? You know, I mean, has anyone really even researched to find out what the origin? Pastor Roll, I want to talk to you about that one. Have you ever even done any research on finding out the origin of Christmas? You know, where did it come from? Pastor Roll.
Well, I would think, you know, when Christ was born, without giving it profound thought, you know, just to instantly respond to what you were saying, when Christ was born, you know, he represented the Trinity, you know, the three in one. But whatever religion that you come from, or whatever background that you come from, the psalmist said it this way, you know, when I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars that thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? You know, so we know that's a higher power. When you just look into the universe, look into the firmament, look into the heavens, you know, who made it? You know, and so that's why I say as the question that you have asked, is Christ really the reason for the season? Just look into the heavens, and you'll know that he is the reason, because he created the seasons. Back to you,
so what we're looking, thank you. So what we're looking for right now is the answer or a response to this particular question. And if you all can give us shed some light on that, press 1 on you. We would love to hear from you. The question is, are we following tradition? Because someone says December 25th from our early childhood that this is Christmas Day, and they're saying because we're celebrating Christmas because Christ was born, that's the birth of Christ. But the Bible basically, it does not give you a date of December 25th. Doesn't even give you any January, February, none of these. You know, these come from other areas that we've created as man to look at. So the question becomes, and I would love to hear from some of you all out there, because, you know, we get up into commercialism, we get caught up into paganism, and then the question becomes, do we really know what we believe? Do we know why we believe? Not just what we believe, but why we believe. And here we are tonight. Is Christ really the reason for the season? And is Christmas just a season? Some of you all out there, let's go to the phone line. But we're going to ask you to be brief in your responses because we've got a lot to cover tonight, a lot to cover. Let's go to Sister Lewis all the way from Texas. Sister Lewis, thank you for joining us. You know, has anyone ever looked at the origin, why you celebrate Christmas? Where did it come from? Or is it we're just following tradition? Sister Lewis.
Well, this Christmas, Tammuz, the heathen god, was born on the 25th of December. And when they couldn't find out the date when Jesus was born, they said, oh, let's say he was born on Tammuz's birthday. And Tammuz was a heathen god. So therefore, this is not coming from scripture. It is coming from paganism, heathenism. Therefore, we cannot believe like the world that Jesus Christ was born on the 25th of December, because the Bible says the shepherds were in the field watching their flocks by night, and you could never find shepherds watching their flock in December. No, you would never find that. So you can see that Jesus was not really born on the 25th of December. Therefore, we should not follow tradition and having all those trees. And
So here's the thing. Sister Lizanne, thank you for sharing that. Again, everybody, you know, you're welcome to give your opinion, and we're not judging anyone's opinion. But I encourage each person, even after this show, at some point, do your own research. You know, do your own research to go back to understand why you either celebrate or you choose not to celebrate. You know, why and what is it all about? You know, many people may not even realize that it was a time when they talked about in the English term Christmas. It was Mass on Mass, M-A-S, on Christ Day. You know, and that came to be a fairly recent origin. You know, you can go back to look at Yuletides and Yule, the word Yule may have even derived from a Germanic, you know, I mean, there's Anglo-Saxon, different things. You know, getting into this thing becomes deep. Even the Spanish talk about Navidad, Feliz Navidad, and so forth and so on. I mean, there's a lot of history here, and you got to come to the point of understanding why this is. You know, Bible gives an account more around October, but then, you know, they don't give dates. They don't say January, February, March. They don't do that. And as a matter of fact, they get caught up into the sun, the S-U-N, and then they started celebrating around, okay, well, let's change this to the sun, S-O-N. So I think that we need to really, really, really look at, you know, when we talk about is Christ the reason for the season, what are we saying? And it seems to me that maybe we're caught up into tradition because it's been going on for so long, but we don't know. So, Ms. J, having said that, would you say, okay, everybody else is doing it, we might as well do it too. Okay, let's just make it that way.
Well, I was doing a little research. I couldn't do too much because it's a lot involved, and you're so true about the history of this. It goes all the way back to 336 A.D., and it was, right, you know, with the pagans and the Romans, and, you know, as far as celebrating Christmas. And it is a cultural tradition, and that's what, you know, we all follow from what we was taught way on back. Why they chose to call it Christmas, and is Jesus the reason for Christmas? I think what people say when they say Jesus the reason for the season, me personally, I'm not thinking about the word Christmas. I think about in the religious aspect of it, with him being born, you know, around about this time, which they say the 25th. And I give thanks to his birth and being here, you know, to save us from all our sins and all that goes with that. And to me, Christmas was an addition to his birth, another celebration name. That's what I look at. I don't put Jesus and Christmas together. I celebrate both. I celebrate Jesus and I do Christmas as a celebration. But I celebrate the birth of Jesus too. I guess if that makes sense what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, as long as it makes sense to you, because the word Christ, Jesus the Christ.
I know,
Christ.
Mass of Christ. So that's why they gave it the name. They tried to make it a combination.
Yes,
but
right. And remember now,
Christmas
Jesus
as a tradition.
Jesus the Christ, you're looking at as Jesus the Christ, the word Christ becomes the prefix for Christmas.
Right.
As Christians is the... you know, Christ is the prefix for Christians, followers of Christ. So you got Christmas, you know, Christ is in that. So now if we look at the reason for the season, I can only think that, okay, if this is the case, then why are we more loving to each other? If Christ is love, we're looking at the reason. If Christ is love, why aren't we more loving? If we're into the season, or is it just a season? We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to West Palm Beach, 561-577. Thank you for joining us. Who do we have with us? And welcome.
Hi, this is Charlotte Henry. How you doing?
Fine. Thank you for joining us, Sister Henry. Thank you very much for joining us. Is Christ really the reason for the season, or are we just following tradition?
Well, I'm like the lady who just spoke about the research, and I'm with her as far as it being more a pagan thing than it is a Christian thing. You can see the Santa Claus. You can see all the everybody's going broke over giving all, buying all these gifts and stuff. You can see all of that. You can see even children not being satisfied unless they have a gift. You can see people have trees and stuff, and they spend all their money to do that, which has no connection to Christ, right? And so, like she said, she does the Christmas part, and the other true meaning of Christmas is that someone else mentioned it too. It was a sun god that was born, and the picture of Mary and Jesus is not really the picture of Mary and Jesus. That's the picture of Tammuz and his mother, Caesarea or something like that. And the way, so what happened was you had Saronis, you had you had the people, one, what's his name?
Tammuz.
No, the person, no, the guy who wanted to come in to be a Christian, and he changed Constantine. So Constantine, under the
Roman, Constantine, right, AD 321.
Right, Roman Emperor. Right. So he changed, in order for him to become Christian, they, the Christians and him being pagan, they did a compromise. He came in, but he brought also his God with him, his idols with him. And those idols began, he just changed the names of them on there. So you have pictures of these people, and they'll say, well, that's St. Peter, that's St. Paul. And these are not real St. Pete people from the actual, you know, Bible or God. And but and so, again, Mary and Jesus, that picture is another symbol or a picture of these pagan people, right, but got the Christian name. That's how they made it Christian. So they just changed the name of it. And it says here that it has sometimes been said that the Nativity is only a Christianized pagan festival. However, the Christians of those early centuries were keenly aware of the difference between the two festivals. One was pagan and one was Christian on the same day. So as you see, and that's taken from this book called Francis X. Weiser is the author. It's a handbook of Christian feasts and customs, and it was published in New York City. So this is just a little bit of a lot. Like the lady said, there's a whole lot to it. I think the whole point, though, is knowing what you believe and why you believe it. And then when you actually say, well, Jesus wasn't born on Christmas Day, but I recognize the fact that he was born. So if I recognize that he was born, then I must know that he's coming back, because he had to die, because he's not living. You know what I mean? He's living, yes, eternally. I know that. But it stands to reason that if he was born and then he was crucified, he died, he is coming back again. So that's many, I think, in that line, when Christmas time comes, a Christian can be comforted to know because of that.
All right, Ms. Henry, we're going to ask you to stand by. And this is a very interesting point. I want you to look at the date of the publication of the book that you're talking about in case people want to do some research. And that's what, you know, that's what our Friday night programs are all about. It's not to have debates or arguments on what we believe, but making certain that, you know, as the Bible tells us, study to show thyself approved. Study to show thyself approved. There's a lot of history out there, and I think that it's vitally important that you know why you believe something, why you practice something. What's your rationale? Or are you caught up into commercialism or just tradition? You know, when we look at December 25th, it was once, you know, research, there's research out there that indicates that December 21st was the first identified date of Jesus' birth by Sextus Julius Africanus all the way back to 221. And later it became the universally accepted date for Christmas. So you can look at Sextus Julius Africanus all the way back to 221. And there's a lot of history out here. So you got to find out, you know, and when you start talking about the sun, there were people who worshiped the sun, and then they came out with even Sunday, and then moon, Monday, And then it goes on throughout the 7 days. There's different history. People may have differences in whatever they're researching, but research it for yourself to see how we came out with these days. And do you know, I had an opportunity, a lot of what I've learned comes from traveling, you know, the exposure. And I was in Spain in 2007, Madrid, and I was there for 2 weeks, and I came to discover that their calendar is even different than the calendar that we have over here. Their first day of the week begins actually on a Monday. It is in their calendar. And I'm like, wow, this is interesting. This is very interesting. Like today on the news, it reported that, I won't say Jerusalem, is already the 25th over there. So it's interesting. History is interesting, you all. So tonight we're talking about, is Christ the reason behind the season? So, Sister Lewis, I want to come back to you for a moment and ask you the question. If Christ is the reason, okay, let's just say that we many of us subscribe to that. We believe that. You know, Christmas, okay, we'll go along with that. Let's just say you decide to do that. Then the question becomes, why are we as Christians, we don't do more to eradicate poverty and injustice? If Christ is the reason, why aren't we as Christians and humans doing more to eradicate poverty and injustice? Sister Lewis.
Well, the people believe that Christ is the reason for the season, and the people are more loving and giving, which I think that's real good. But what about the other months of the year? If we are really kind and loving, we shouldn't just give in December. We should give all year round, because all year round we have brothers and sisters who are hungry, homeless, naked, and need food. So therefore, Christ should be the reason for the season from January to December.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And on that note, I'm going to bring Pastor Roll in just briefly and tell them some of the work that we're doing. Then we're going to bring Sir Benny in, and we're going to go to North Carolina and bring in Christy in a moment. But Pastor Roll, just in 30 seconds, tell them some of the work that this mission is doing.
Well, thank you very much, you know, and I just tell you, I'm just fired up with, you know, the response, you know, that, you know, has just mentioned, and, you know, all the cultural traditions and how we've influenced, you know, how the devil influences us, you know, because we war not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and spiritual wickedness in the high places. There's a warfare going on, and people are now becoming more influenced by social media and things, you know, of that nature. But what's important to me is not so much the time the season that Christ was born, but when he was born in my spirit and in my heart many, 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 many years ago. And that's the most important thing, because he's the reason for that season when I received him. But I'm just so excited about this great, great, great opportunity that you have, it's God inspired and he has placed in you, Dr. Walker, how we can make a difference and how we can reach out and help others, you know, and what you are so beautifully doing. We know with the gift cards that we give and the you know, the toys for tots and so on and so forth, you know. But I just made a personal commitment, and the amount is not that important, to support you in your endeavors, you know. And I know that this thing is going to spread, because you was talking about Haiti, you was talking about Jamaica, where you're doing work, Mexico, and ultimately in Africa, where we can help provide schools and so forth, you know. The journey of 1,000 miles began with the first step, you know. And I'm just amazed on what you are doing. And I just want to encourage everyone to not only prayerfully support the ministry, but financially support what Dr. Walker is doing, because it's just beautiful. And last but not least, you know, he's given us a roadmap on how we can make a difference. And and be a catalyst for change. And that's with the newsletters that he provides weekly, you know, not monthly, but weekly, and show you the way. And and now coming up, helping us with the business opportunities. You know, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge, but you're providing the knowledge and the methodology and the means where we can make a difference and help others and serve others, serve our neighbor as ourselves. So I'm excited on what you're doing, Dr. Walker, and you can learn more about what he's doing, is all the particulars, the specifics, by going to betteryourself.info. That's www.betteryourself.info. And you can become a sponsor. That's what we're searching for, people that can sponsor and get other people to become a part of this great, great, great movement. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share what we're all about and what we do. Back to you, Dr. Walker.
Very much for that. So we're actually out here, we're helping a percentage of everything that comes in. We're setting up programs in the community, and as he said, internationally and within the United States as well. And so that's the mission. Let me go ahead and bring in Sir Ben. Sir Ben, welcome to tonight's program. It's a pleasure to have you. Thanks for your patience.
Good evening. Good evening. Happy Sabbath and happy Merry Christmas Eve. Glad to be here. So blessings to everybody.
Excellent. Let's go to Christy because we've got some questions. Then we're going to go to 912-704. We appreciate you all patience. We're actually halfway through the program. We've got about 28 more minutes left before we bring the show to a close. Christy, let's bring you in here. Christy, if Christ is really the reason for the season, you know, why is it that you find a lot, just as many Christians divorcing as people who are non-Christians?
Well, to me, as the lady said earlier before Pastor Rowe, I think you said that was his name. To me,
yes.
Christ should be the reason for the season, 12 days. I mean, we got 12 months in a year, 365 days. So I can only speak for myself. To me,
yeah.
Christmas, yes, is just another day to me because I have to serve Christ every day of the year, all the time. Because he's blessed me tremendously. And for me, yes, we should be doing things for people in the community, loving out. The first commandment that Christ gave was to love your God, love God, loving the Lord himself. And then the second greatest commandment was to love your neighbor. So if Christ is in you, in the individual, you will put forth what he says and has commissioned us to do. And that is to go into the world and spread the gospel as well and to do what we can to help those that are less fortunate. So, if you're a selfish person and only thinking about self, then that won't be in you. There are some people in the world that is always only thinking about themselves. Me personally, I do for people all year long because of the reason Christ is the reason for me, because I am here today and because he's within my soul, then I'm truly, truly going to do what he has commissioned me to do, and that is to do for others and to, of course, be obedient to his commandments, and he has to be within your heart, soul, and mind and body in order for you to want to do anything. Thank you.
Absolutely. So, Christy, let me go back to the one of the questions we have. So if Christ is the reason, why are people just divorcing like it's fast food?
Okay, well, you know what? Because then that means Christ evidently is not in the midst of that marriage. That's why people are divorcing. He could be in maybe one of the parties, but he's truly not in the other party, okay? Because if you got Christ in the middle of that situation, then everything should work out fine if he is in the center of that marriage. So why
all right,
are we Christians divorces? That's why, because Christ is not truly in there.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. If you're just joining us tonight, topic is Christ really the reason for the season? Let's go to 912-704. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. Who do we have with us, and welcome?
This is Lady C.
Lady C. Okay, Lady C. I didn't even recognize you. Lady C, it's nice to have you with us this evening. Lady C, What makes Christ the reason for the season?
To me, I feel like what makes Christ the reason for the season is what we are taught, you know? To me,
uh-huh.
I mean, I think Christ should be every day, you know?
Okay.
Christmas should be every day, like someone said earlier. But we are taught that it's only based on one day.
Okay.
You
all
know,
right.
Which is September 25th.
Right, so ladies, see, if Christmas, if we're to look at Christmas as being every day, can I really help my brother out every single day, the 365 days, or if it's leap year, whatever it is? Can I really afford to do that? Is it expected of me to do that every single day?
Financially, but it depends on what the help is. Financially wise, no. Love wise, yes.
Okay. All right, that makes sense. That makes sense. We're going to ask you to stand by. We got to take
Dr.
just a
Walker.
Break.
Okay.
Yeah, Ms. J.
I'm sorry, I just want to say one thing.
Go ahead.
Remember this. In everything there is a season, in Ecclesiastes 3:1-8, and it's
right.
To me, I think during the December month, more love is shown. I don't
uh-huh.
know why you get people that get more with family. They call people after years and all that. But according to that scripture, you know, different seasons carry different things. As it talk about, you know, there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under heavens. So for these other things you were talking about, maybe they might not happen in December, but I would hope that they are happening during these other seasons of the year.
Okay, absolutely. That's a good point. Thank you, Ms. J, for bringing that. One of the missions that Pastor Roe was talking about, what we want to get to with this program is being able to not only give out gift cards like we did in these in November 26th, and then we gave out, Police Department was here yesterday, and they took the 30 gift cards to give to the underserved communities. We want to be able to do something every month. Then I was in conversation with someone today, and then we want to go from being able to do something every month to every week. And then as God blesses us, we want to be able to do something every single day. Because you all are right. You know, Christ, if Christ is in it, people still have to live after that one day. You've just joined us tonight. Is Christ really the reason for the season? We got a lot more to cover. You all, and we have a short time. We're going to take a moment and go with our sponsor, Sister Marjorie. We're going to bring you in. Sister Marjorie, thanks for your patience. We missed you last night, but we've got you tonight. Sister Marjorie,
yes.
You got 30 seconds.
Yes. Okay. Good night, Dr. Walker. Good night, Pastor Roll. Good night, all the co-hosts. My name is Marjorie Adam Cross. And I'm with one of the most leading companies in the world. We have a lot of health products that may be able to help you. And my website is www.sisterlove.isagenix.com/collagen, collagen. Again, www.sisterlove.isagenix.com/collagen, collagen. My telephone number is 786-319-7223. Again, 786-319-7223. Or you could visit betteryourself.info for more information. And when you can say you heard it on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. God bless you all. And Merry Christmas to you all when it comes tomorrow.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Walker. Can I ask you to stand by here? We still got a lot more to cover you all tonight, and we're almost out of time. I want to go now. Henry, I want to bring you back in. I mean, as we're looking at this, I mean, as we're seriously looking at a great deal of this here, and Sister Lewis, don't go far because I want to bring you in as well. You know, as we look at this, now I'm wondering, you know, if Christ is the reason, who, you know, how should Christ be represented by humanity? Sister Henry, I want to ask you that question. How should Christ be represented by humanity? I mean, we look at the scriptures in Corinthians. You know, when it talks about love and charity, look at Galatians. It talks about the fruit of the Spirit. Let's take a look at Christ as love. How, can you break that down for us in 40 seconds or less? How, if we have more love, Sister Henry?
Well, one of the things that we noticed during Christmas time, that, and someone else alluded to this too, is that we do give a lot of gifts. But the thing we leave out is giving to Christ. And we give everybody in the world, but we don't give to Christ. And if it's supposed to be his birthday, then we should give gifts to him. But what are those gifts? Well, those gifts are actually giving to those who are less fortunate, going and giving to the homeless. Because Christ is not here in the flesh, but we still need to give to his cause. And there are different churches that have maybe a homeless society or something, or and we could give to that, or we give offerings, and the offerings go to help those in need. But that's the main thing about showing love. And during this month, people are more receptive. Hearts are more open and more prone to listen to you talk about Jesus Christ than any time of the year. And because they're warm, they're filled with that, and you're able to give them then the gift of Jesus Christ.
That is so beautifully said. I've given the gift to Christ, Miss Henry, and this isn't about me, you all, but I do want to give a testimony. If you all will just indulge with me, I promise you I'll be brief. I just had a conversation with my oldest son yesterday and my other kid, my youngest daughter today, and I have four kids, two boys, two girls. And they were asking me, Dad, what do you want, Dad, for the holidays? What do you want? And I told them, I said, you know, as a matter of fact, I'm not looking for anything. I think that, and I told them, I said, every year from here on out, anybody, that goes for not only my kids, but people who I know that are that shower me with gifts, I want it to be where a gift goes to, and if you want to put it on behalf of my name or something, that's okay. But if you're giving me anything, give it to someone that's in need. And that's what I was sharing with my son. So, and to me, that represents Christ. Same thing that you're saying, Ms. Henry. It represents giving to those who are in need of those gifts. I can't think of another pair of socks I need. I can't think of a handkerchief. I can't think of a suit. You know, I'm not even having to wear ties these days because I'm doing street ministries and missions. So, you know, you're right on point when it comes to that. Sir Ben, I want to bring you in. What, I mean, you know, and we're going to ask Pastor Rowe next week when he gives our focal point on the show January 1st, that 6:30 morning show. Pastor Rowe, I'm putting it out there now saying I'd like you to do a piece on explaining to the people that your gift comes in your giving. Your gift comes in your giving from Christ. Before you touch on that, Pastor Rowe, I want to bring Sir Ben in. And Sir Ben, why is it so important that we recognize that the giving should be to Christ, the body of Christ, as Sister Henry is saying, by giving to those in need?
Because God gave us the mind and the mind of Christ. And Christ, in his mind, was a giving God. He was always giving us advice, giving us direction on how to be better at everything that we did. And so if we have the mind of Christ and we're in a giving mode, then giving is a form of worship to God. A lot of us don't look at it that way. Giving is a form of worship to God, just like being thankful. Thankful is a method for giving worship to God. So if we're doing these things, if we're giving and sharing of our gifts, our talents, our finances to help others, then God has a greater favor on us because he says, you're doing that which I have given you to do, that which I have taught you to do. And so I want to, in 10 seconds or less, a lot of times we who call ourselves Christians and believers, we get so caught up in the things that we see and not in the things that we know we're supposed to do. I understand there's some bad things. I understand some people trying to cheat, but that's not for us to decide. That's judgmental on my part. God says, I have given all things to you to discern and use. It's not our stuff. This all belongs to God. I don't care if you got a car, a house, a financial account. I don't care if you own the company. It is not ours. God has just loaned it to us or given us the ability to operate and run it. It's all his. And just like he told the rich ruler, take all that you have and go and sell it and give to the poor. the man walked away, not because of what he had, but because he said, I have done everything that what you asked me to do. Well, when God asked the final request of him to sell everything he had and do, he couldn't do it. Why? Because he was so busy trying to be a Christian, he forgot to be Christ-like.
That's a very interesting point. We're going to ask you to stand by. Is Christ really the reason for the season? We're almost out of time, you all, tonight. I do want to get to Pastor Roll in just a second, but first I want to go over here, Lady C, and I mean, we're talking about gift giving. I mean, my son, as we concluded our conversation on yesterday, he said, Dad, I can't even remember the gifts that I got as a child. He said, but Dad, what I want to get more into is the experiences of giving to other people and for my children creating the experiences. When you feed, someone said it earlier, I think it was Sister Henry, when you start to feed the poor, these people will now listen to what you have to say about God because you met their initial needs first. Lady C, how important is that to really give to the poor, in your opinion? Just quickly here.
Very important to give to the poor because the poor is the ones that's really in need.
Right, right. That is so important. And Sister Lady C is one of our sponsors as well, you all. And let me tell you something. This, you know, it's like the Lord is blessing this program so well that I'm so proud to be able to give out here to the community. And like I said, the goal is, and I'm counting on God to bless the mission so much that if you want to call it Christmas, it's not, you know, it's every month, it's every week, it's every day, like Christy said earlier and many of you all have also said. Pastor Roll, I want to bring you in and just give in 20 seconds or less, because you're going to do a focal point for us next Saturday, a five-minute focal point on explaining to the people your gift comes in your giving. Now, Pastor Roll, just lay it out for us, your foundation of how you're going to present that for next week.
Okay, well, your gift comes, was given. You know, Scripture says, given it shall be given unto you, good measures, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. We understand that, you know. And I just say, you know, as a sponsor, you know, I just want to encourage everyone, you know, to, you know, prove me now herewith, you know. In other words, if I would not open the windows of heaven, I believe exactly what he said. Give us this day, not this month or this quarterly or this semi-annual or annual, you know. It's a daily thing that God give us this day, our daily bread.
Right.
Manna from on high on a daily basis. So, you know, I made a commitment, and of course me and Sister Marjorie, we're working together as sponsors, and we both of us have agreed that we wanted monthly to contribute a minimum of $300 a month toward this great cause that Dr. Walker is doing. And I want to encourage everyone, and that will not fail. You know, me and Sister Marjorie are working together. We want to be examples, you know. And, you know, prayer is good. That's great, you know. But it takes money to do what Dr. Walker is striving to do. And I just want to thank you, Dr. Walker, for giving both me and Marjorie the opportunity to be a blessing to others. And I just start with the foundation. Our gift does come through giving. You know, and we give our prayers. That's important, but we need finances. And I just want to let you know, Dr. Walker, starting with both me and Marjorie, we're going to undergird you. Hold your hands up so you can win the battle, that we can crush poverty. We can crush it. We will bruise the serpent's head before he bruises our heel. So I want to encourage everybody on this call, let us financially support Dr. Walker's endeavors. Back to you, Dr. Walker.
Well, listen,
Walker.
You know, and this is really, we have a team, and this is really God's mission. And, I mean, we're not looking to abuse anything. We're looking to just take this to the next level. I have been to so many different places, and wherever I go, I see homelessness. I see people and women with small children. And I'm thinking, that could have been my family, if I were maybe born in this situation, this country, in this. I recently came back from an international travel, and you see tents now that are put up on the sidewalks, and people having to actually, one young man had become an entrepreneur, and he's selling a few pieces of toilet paper for people to be able to go to the bathroom. It might be 5 cents, but he's selling that, and I'm saying, wow, this is really sad. When I mean, it really is, but it's happening all over the world, it seems. We've got homelessness. We've got, you know, there are children who are homeless that go to school. And, I mean, we're next year we're going to be – I'm going by faith that next year, by this time next year, we're going to be in all five of the places that I mentioned, Haiti, Jamaica, Africa, Mexico, and the United States. We're going to be in all five of those countries. I'm going by faith in God, not by what I can do, not by even anything that any of us will do, but what God will take and he will magnify. And that's the rest of what I want to do. It's like Christy said earlier. It's like devoting to God and then devoting to humanity. Those two commandments. Let's go to the phone lines once again. We appreciate your faith. Ms. Day, I want to bring you in here. Ms. Day, I got to ask you this question. What is the reason for the season? How can we bring more love into the world? How can we bring more love just by our neighbors?
You know, just go out, number one, start a conversation with people. Find out about people. You know, if you talk to people, you'd be surprised. You wouldn't be surprised what people might need. You would think they have, but they need. Just go out and be amongst people and talk and get to know people. Gather with your people, you know. That's all. You know, just be together more. Talk more. And when you do all that, you'd be able to help them and help each other. That's basically what
okay,
I do
right.
in my neighborhood. I really have to get out and know people. And I found out so much and about so many people. And I've been able, maybe not help financially, but they just need to know some advice on how to get to a certain place or do a certain thing, you know. You never know what is needed out there.
Okay. You know, so we're looking at, you know, we get comments that come into the studio all the time. And, you know, we look at the early images of Jesus Christ. You know, someone was saying it earlier, and I want to bring in Sister Lewis. Sister Lewis, let me ask you this question here. You know, like we talk about paganism and commercialism and tradition. You know, people somewhere along the way, an artist came and he painted a picture or a portrait of Jesus Christ, what they believed him to look like. And according to Scripture, that is not the image of Jesus Christ. Sister Lewis, how do you speak to that? We're talking about Christ as a reason for the season. So, I mean, how do you speak to that?
Well, Christ wants us to be like him. And we as Christians have to show the world what Jesus' image is like. When he comes back, you know, the Bible says that he's going to say to many professed Christians, I don't know you, depart from me. And those people will be saying, why, Lord, I've gone to church every Sabbath or every Sunday. And so what's going on? And Jesus would say, I was hungry, you didn't give me no food. I was naked, you didn't clothe me. I was sick, you didn't visit me. And I was a stranger, you didn't take me in. And so then they will realize, because Jesus is going to say, what you have done to the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. And so I just really wanted to put this in and to show us that it's not only going to church or only preaching. We have to do the practical things that Jesus Christ did. And he's saying that we must love one another, and we must show it by example. So therefore,
exactly.
If Jesus is the reason for this season, let us turn every month, every week, every day, every hour into the season of Jesus Christ and learn to love and give.
I love that. I love that, Sister Lewis. We're going to ask you to stand by. Sister, we're going to have you close us out, if you don't mind. Is Jesus really the reason for the season? In about 5 minutes. And you'll have about a 60-second closeout. Sister Henry, will you do that for us, close us out? You got about 60 seconds, but in about 5 minutes, 5 or 6 minutes.
Okay.
All right. So not now, but in about 5 or 6 minutes. I do want to also mention that we're going to We're going to be creating some, starting January 25th, mark your calendars, we're going to create some financial independent classes. It starts on January 25th, financial independent classes. You know, if you're looking to become financially independent, I'm going to be bringing in different people from different areas that will help you to get there. Because I believe that in order for you to be able to be in a position to take care, have a better quality of lifestyle, because God wants to have life, and he came that we would have life and have it more abundantly. And it's not all about finances, you all. It's about God is looking for faithful stewards, to be stewards of what he's given you, whether that's your talent in singing, your talent in speaking, your talent in praying, whatever talents God has given you, to even talk to an older person, just to encourage them. You don't know what people are going through. I'm reading stuff that's overwhelming every single day. And I'm saying, God, this is, I can see where the Bible says the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And it's overwhelming for some people. So we need, there's a lot of work that needs to be done out here. And we want to be able to get people in situations where they too can have an offspring to develop their own missions to go out into the highways and byways. And let me just go here, having said highways and byways, let me bring in Miss J. Miss J, if Christ is the reason for the season, why aren't more people going into the highways and byways preaching? Miss, Sister Lewis, I'm going to ask you that same question. You guys got about 10 seconds apiece, please.
Why more people go? Because I think somebody said that before. They're all about self these days. That's why a lot of people not going out there doing it. They're all about self.
Okay, Ms. Lewis, I want to bring you in, Sister Lewis, here. And could it be that people are ashamed to stand out there and preach with a microphone and saying, Jesus loves you? Why are more people doing this if Christ is the reason behind the season? Or are they afraid that they look and say, that person needs to be in crisis somewhere?
Maybe, I think maybe you are reading my mind, because today, all week, it has been piercing my mind, said, when you go to church tomorrow, do not go into the sanctuary. Stay out there on the street. Hold up your placard that you make, and use your megaphone that I gave you to stand out there and tell others when they pass on this busy highway, hold it up and preach the word of God instead of going into the sanctuary. It's high time for us to get out of our bottom. Get out of the pews and go and rescue those souls who are out there, who are dying in trespasses and sin. And the old enemy says, you cannot do that because you're going to make noise at the people who are in church. I said, yes, let me make noise out there so that they can come out too and help me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's what I'm going to do tomorrow. God says, go do it. Go out on the street. It's high time. You have been sitting in the pews for over 50 years. Get out. Hallelujah.
And amen. We're going to ask you to stand by. Is Christ really the reason for the season? I got to go real quickly, you all, and we've got some more questions in here. Benny from the block, just quickly here. If Christ is the reason, why aren't more people encouraging the youth? Just quickly, 10 seconds or less. Why aren't more people, if Jesus is the reason for the season, why aren't more people encouraging the youth? I think we've lost her, Benny. Lady C, let me bring you in on that one there. Why aren't there more people encouraging the youth?
Well, I can't say that there's not a lot of people that encourage this, you know, encouraging the youth, because my children kind of get encouraged, and they whole camp get encouraged, so I'm saying a lot of people encourage the youth.
Right? Awesome. All right, then we're going to go now to Ms. J. I want to bring you in here and ask you this question. That's the reason for the season. Why aren't more people going into the underserved communities and helping those people?
I'm going to agree, say again, from what I'm familiar with a lot of people doing that. We all can't save everybody, but I do know a lot of people doing that.
Okay, Pastor Rose, just quickly here, I want to ask you this here question then. If Christ is the reason for the season, why is there so much gossip in the church and the community? Pastor Rose, quickly.
It's gossip because, you know, people, that's a part of the selfish nature to find excuses for this and that and the other, and this one tells this one and this one tells that one, and You know, the people, it's a spirit of Satan.
All right.
Because
okay, we're going to ask
you.
War
again.
We're clearly just about out of time. We've got to give the last minute over to Sister Henry. Sister Henry, if Christ is the reason for the season, tell us all about it.
Definitely Christ to be the reason for every day, as someone already said, all through the year. But this time of the year, people's hearts are open. So we should use every opportunity to witness to people and give them Jesus. And we should use this opportunity instead of just giving our selfishly to people who already have stuff, give to those who do not have, to help them along. And not only just for this season, but to continue giving to them. Every now and then, if we can't do it every day or every week, but every now and again, visit those same areas and see how they're doing and even express, you know, give them something if necessary.
All right. On that note, we're clearly out of time. I want to thank all of you all for joining us and taking part, those of you all that took part in tonight's program. We certainly do appreciate that. We're wishing you all the best. If you celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Shalom, Happy Sabbath. All of you all, whatever it is that's personal for you and foremost, your meditations, your thoughts, we ask that you keep the those who are without in prayer and in your thoughts. And also, if you can give an encouraging word to someone out there, because this is a hard time for a lot of people, a lot of cases that people have lost loved ones. If you know of someone that may be struggling through these times, call them up and say some encouraging words to them. We encourage you to do that. Remember, Christ should be the reason for all seasons, every day, as Sister Henry just shared with us. So listen, until we're out of time now. They're threatening me over here. I've got to say goodnight. So based on everybody helping us out tonight, we certainly do appreciate that. So join us here next week when we've got topics that you really don't want to forget about. We'll be sending that announcement to you. If you want to participate, you have a thought, please join us. Let any of the staff know. Listen, until next week, I want to say my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God, for so much that you do for us. Good night, everybody. Merry Christmas, happy holidays.
Merry good night, Christmas, Dr. Walker. Good night, Pastor O. Good night to all your co-hosts, and may God bless you all. Merry Christmas when it comes. Have a happy and a safe and a healthy Christmas.
God bless you.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you all.
And God bless everyone, and God bless you also, Marjorie Cross.
Okay, thank you. You all keep safe and keep well, everyone. Bye.
Yeah.